Spin 1038, you are welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. Lots of different thoughts on being naked in front of kids on the Spin 1038 Facebook page already. You can text or WhatsApp. I'm on 087 711 1038. But as I said at the beginning, the reason we're discussing this is because of blogger Celine Bell. Her blog is called Bell from Bow, and she joins me on the line now. Hi, Celine. You're very welcome to Spin Talk.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Celine, you've sparked quite the conversation because I was just talking about you before the song there, and your little ones are Arthur and George. They're 3 and 18 months old, and you've said that yourself and your husband are quite relaxed and comfortable being naked in front of them.
Absolutely. I hate to think of your lovely audience who probably have just had their lunch thinking of me and my husband walking around totally naked, particularly in this chilly December. I mean, I do have an eye on the heating bill, but I also think it's really important for kids to know what naked looks like, and before they kind of reach an age where they're going to overthink it or be embarrassed, they're really happy being naked. Why shouldn't we be?
Well, this is the thing, and I also made that point, that toddlers love running around without nappies on. Kids really, you know, it's how they came into the world as naked, so they embrace it, they love it. And I think you're right, a lot of people might agree with you that before they get to an age where they start getting embarrassed by their bodies, why is it, do you think, that all of a sudden we change as kids from being so happy in our naked states to being embarrassed by our bodies?
I think it's not always being embarrassed by your body, but it's being aware of what's socially acceptable and what isn't. If I sat on a bus with no clothes on, I don't think that anyone would be massively impressed. So it's learning what society wants from you and what's right for the moment. And, you know, again, my kids might run around the playground with no clothes on, and but in the park I'll keep a pair of pants on them because that might make others feel more comfortable. In answer to your question, I think it's kind of puberty, I think it's social media, I think it's the press. I think it's just part and parcel of growing up, and we've all been through that. It's not always an easy journey to make. I'm a mum of boys, but for me, as a young teenager, as a young woman kind of growing and changing, I found adapting to my new body incredibly difficult, and sometimes quite frightening. You're turning into a woman before you're emotionally ready to be there. So for me, anything I can do to normalise that around my kids is a really, really good thing.
So at what point do you think you'll start maybe holding back a bit, you know, because look, as you said, you're a mum of boys and you want them to always be comfortable and happy in themselves. But at what point do you think, and this is what I've been asking listeners, because I think it's different in every household, like when you were growing up, at what age maybe did you no longer see either your mum or your dad naked, or what age do you think it won't be appropriate for your kids to see you naked anymore?
My mum's listening to this at the moment, so she's going to be horrified that I say on a radio that my mum and I are still happy being naked in front of each other. And I think, you know, we have two very different bodies, but I'm really glad of that relationship I have with her. I'm not saying we parade around with no clothes on, but if she's cleaning her teeth, I might nip in the bathroom and grab something. You know, it's just very relaxed. We're not really thinking of it. My dad and I, it was when I kind of hit puberty. My dad took his lead from me. And that's what I want to do for my children. When they say, please knock on the door before you come in, please don't come into the bathroom when I'm in here, well, absolutely respect that, because they need to learn that they're in charge of their bodies. That, you know, they get to kind of decide what happens to their body. And I think that's a really important lesson for them to take forward into adulthood, that body autonomy, which, again, I think is a really important lesson to teach to girls and boys alike.
I think that's really interesting, yeah, to take your lead from the child, because if your child is used to seeing you naked and then all of a sudden one day the parent decides, okay, this isn't appropriate anymore and you can't come into my room or you can't come into the bathroom, the child will feel like they've done something wrong. So to leave it up to them to decide when they feel it's appropriate might be a better idea, Celine. So was that something that you remember when you were growing up with your dad, you know, all of a sudden saying, can you knock before you come into my room?
Yeah, it wasn't just my dad, it was my mom. I've got a younger brother. You know, all of a sudden, the barriers go up emotionally, physically. I didn't want, you know, no one understood how terrible it was being me, and I didn't want them in my space. And they had a lot of patience during that time, and they really helped me. And, you know, to within a certain extent, allowed me to say no to them coming in. So, you know, it was still their house. They still got to kind of come in and make sure the room wasn't decomposing around my teenage body with my slovenly habits. But they understood that I wanted my time alone in the bathroom. that I wanted to be allowed to wear what I wanted when I wanted, and when I think of some of the outfits I wore out in my teenage years, I think my dad in particular is a really patient man. But yeah, and that's the lead I'm taking from them and looking to emulate with my family setup. And my husband's Australian, you know. They wear a lot less clothes than us anyway.
I was going to ask about him. Was it a conversation that you had, like when you found out you were going to become parents for the first time? Was it something you spoke about? Was your bodies and how open you were going to be with your kids?
No, it's all been quite organic, really. And again, neither of us are out there kind of inflicting this on people. Nobody needs to see us in the bus. Let's be perfectly honest. It's something we should keep to the within the four walls of our home. And it's ironic. I'm actually taking this phone call from a rooftop, and I'm absolutely freezing. So it doesn't seem like the month to be stripping off and being at one with your body. But it's definitely something that we're allied with, and we're on the same page, because I think, again, it's useful to see what a normal body looks like. I think without wanting to go too deep, the older they get, the more media imagery they see. You know, you don't see many chunky actresses with cellulite. I am there to show them what cellulite looks like and to show them that it's really normal. And perhaps in its own way, it is useful too.
Celine, it's been lovely speaking to you on Spin Talk today. Thanks a million for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely my pleasure.
As I mentioned at the beginning, the blog is Belle from Beau, and quite a reaction to Celine talking about being naked in front of her kids. Today, I would love to hear from you and your own experience growing up. Was being naked something that was just really normal in your house? You were quite comfortable. Or do you remember that time when all of a sudden, you know, you wanted people to respect your privacy? Or, you know, Celine mentioned that she still has a very comfortable relationship with her mum. They are comfortably naked in front of one another. Like, as she said, she's not parading around naked. But that is just not that big a deal. I want to hear about you today and your own experience of being naked, maybe in front of family members. Is it something that you embraced? Is it something that you never did? And what about your own kids, whether you actually have them or not now? Would you be naked in front of them? Do you feel it's inappropriate? I'm on 087 711 1038. Sandra says, while they're young, it isn't a problem. The kids don't know any different. But after having two girls and then a boy years later, I wouldn't have been naked in front of him as much as I had the girls. And that's interesting, Sandra. And I did ask earlier on, does it depend which parent and the sex of kids, you know, especially as they do get that little bit older, or maybe you get that bit older, being naked in front of them? Mark says, if I had kids that young, I personally wouldn't have a problem with it. But that's if we were having a bath or something. I think up to the age of two would be my limit, though. I wouldn't walk around home naked with them there. And what started this conversation was mummy blogger Celine Bell. Her blog is called Bell from Beau. She's based over in London. And she was saying, look, it's not like we walk around naked, but just we don't make a big deal about being naked, you know. And she was saying that her husband is Australian. So, you know, she was saying in Australia, like, they don't wear as many clothes, obviously. So when the weather's warm and they're out in Australia with his family, it's a lot more laid back. But she just feels that, you know, kids are so happy in themselves and so confident in their bodies. It's us that influences that. So if all of a sudden we're like, oh no, don't come into mummy's room or don't come into the bathroom, then they start feeling there's something to be embarrassed about. There are lots of different opinions coming in kind of based on your own experiences, which is great, as always, to hear. Get involved on 087 711 1038. Casey says, it's so inappropriate. I have a 9-month-old, and not once would I ever or will I ever be naked in front of her. We must all respect privacy, no matter the age. That is interesting. Now, a 9-month-old, you know, they have no idea. But it's obviously something, Casey, that you're not comfortable doing. And that's your prerogative. You're that child's parent. What do you think about that? Casey feels no matter what age you are, you must respect someone's privacy and have your own privacy respected. She feels it's inappropriate. Joanne has weighed in on Facebook and says, my kids, who are 4 and 5, often follow me into the bathroom while I'm in the shower to ask me where their toys are, or can they have whatever they want to eat. I don't see what's wrong with it. It's not a sexual thing and shouldn't be seen as such. If anything, they're seeing a real body as opposed to the perfect bodies that they'll be subjected to in the media, etc. My husband has never or will never let them see him naked, but that's his choice. He's not comfortable with it, and I respect that. I'm sure as my kids get older, they'll stop following me into the shower, and so naturally they'll stop seeing me naked. But for now, I don't see why it would be an issue. Now, I'm really interested in why your husband doesn't want them to see him naked. And Rachel and I were talking about this morning in the office, because last week, if you remember, we talked about kids going into changing rooms. And I do think, and I don't know, Joanne, like I'm, could listen, this is just out of my head. This has nothing to do with you and your husband. I do feel we are weirder about men's bodies. And we have this thing about willies. Like, we are just so uncomfortable with men's bodies. We see women's bodies. This is a massive generalization, by the way, right? But we see women's bodies as these incredible, powerful things that make babies and, you know, oh my God, amazing. And men's bodies as something that are, you know, dirty and dangerous. And I'm not, again, this is not about Joanne and her husband. I'm just saying in general, the feedback that we got that day talking about the changing rooms or going into men's or women's toilets, I just feel that it's like men's bodies are something to be feared, you know, and women's bodies are this beautiful thing that make babies. So I don't know what that is. And if you think I'm being absolutely bonkers about that, please let me know. I do. That's how I feel from some of the conversations we've had on this show. I'm on 087 711 1038. Bradley says, the question is not, is it inappropriate, but more likely, is it legal? I, for one, wouldn't want to risk getting reported to social services and Gardaí and losing my children over something like this, regardless of whether or not people deem it inappropriate or not. You have to be careful these days with situations like these. And there you go. Like, scary naked bodies. You know, this whole idea that we have to be so careful. I'm pretty sure there's no law around whether or not it's okay or not okay to be naked around your child. We've heard from lots of different people today who have baths with their kids or maybe had baths with their own parents. But I suppose what I'm wondering is, at what age do you stop that? Or maybe you never stop that. Maybe it's a nudie house and everyone is quite comfortable in their own skin. Niamh says, I'm a single mum to a 7-year-old daughter and I'm overweight. I don't go out of my way to walk around naked, but I always make sure not to act embarrassed or uncomfortable when I'm getting changed or if she walks in when I'm in the shower, etc. My mum was not overweight, but was always extremely self-conscious and had a really unhealthy attitude towards body image and dieting, etc. I strongly believe that it had a huge negative impact on myself and my sister growing up, as we both have very serious but very different issues with food and now our bodies as a result. I tried to make an effort not to do the same thing and to show my daughter that it's okay to be comfortable in your own skin, regardless of how you look, even if I don't feel that way myself. It would break my heart if she felt as uncomfortable with her body as I do about mine as a result of my upbringing. Niamh, I love you. I just think, wow, it's so hard, you know, when you've got hang-ups and you've got issues about your body, and look, we all have them, that you are making that effort and you're going that distance to make sure that your daughter is confident in her own body. It's mums like you, Niamh. That's amazing. What are your thoughts on this? Being naked in front of kids, were your parents naked in front of you? Until what age? And do you feel it's inappropriate to be naked in front of your kids? Because we've heard from a few people who think it is. What do you reckon? 087 711 1038. Liesl's on the line. Hi, Liesl.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We were talking about being naked in front of kids. What are your thoughts?
I don't see the big deal. Gosh, what's the big idea in that? Seriously, I've been a single parent from the day I was born. And I breastfed and I was naked, having showers, having baths, running around. You've got to do what you've got to do. And what's the point of hiding your body? I don't see the point.
At what age, though, do you think it becomes, like, uncomfortable for kids? Maybe it never does, but do you think they get to an age where it's like, right, you know, bit of privacy?
I think it becomes more uncomfortable for the parents. For example, now, he's 6.5 and he's really starting to notice differences between boys and girls. And asking questions about where babies come from and how they're made and how mummies grow them and all of those. And I've never been one of those parents who called penises and vaginas willies and cookies and all those loads of rubbish words.
I've never heard anyone call it a cookie before. I love that.
it's a load of rubbish words. Like, seriously. So we've always been open So, and I'm overweight. So for me to be body positive about myself, so that he can be body positive about himself and therefore be respectful of everybody else, be they big, small, skinny, tall, doesn't matter. That's why I, not why I did it, but it's part of parenting at the end of the day. I can't go pooping with our team following me still at 6.5.
Oh, God. And was that something that, you know, you were aware of growing up? Was being nude something that just was comfortable? Everyone, you know, I don't know if you'd siblings.
Absolutely not.
Thrown in the bath together. No.
Absolutely not. My sister and I had a bath together. My brother was kind of shoved to a corner. Don't go into the bathroom. The girls are having a bath. And it all freaked me out about, you know, we're all brothers and sisters. What's the deal, yeah? You know?
Yeah.
What's the big idea? So for growing up, for me, it was very different to Zachary growing up right now. So he's very aware that girls are very different and boys are very different, but it's okay to be different.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like Niamh, whose message I read out earlier on, I think it's amazing, Lisa, that you're conscious not to let your own body image and your own thoughts about your body influence him in any way. That's amazing. Thanks a million for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Good to speak to you today.
All right, then.
Bye. Liesl's awesome. Laura is next on the line. Hi, Laura.
Hiya.
Laura, I'd say Rachel never thought she would have to type the sentence. She just typed to me. Tell me about your son and what caused utter devastation in your house.
Well, he was out of the bath and I was dressing him and he was exploring himself and everything and he was playing with his willy and he says to me, "Mommy, can I see your willy?" And I said, "No, I don't have a willy." And he just looked at me and he was like, oh my God, why do I have a willy? You know, and he thought there was something wrong with him. So I said to him, "No, it's okay." I said, "Daddy has a willy," you know, and he said, oh, okay. And I said, "Come on, I'll show you." So I had to bring him to see his daddy to show him that he was normal, you know. So he was really relieved then.
How old was he when this happened?
He was only about 2. He's probably a bit less than 2.
Okay.
He's 7 now.
Okay, and he's going to be delighted you're telling this story on the radio.
I know, yeah. I still tell everybody, all my friends with, like, smaller kids. It's always a bit of crack when I tell the story. So,
but it is.
Yeah, but he's,
it's part of growing up is you ask questions and you're told, you know, how normal it all is. And, you know, when you arrived in to his dad and said, "Come here, show us your baby there, we need to show him," what did he say?
He was like, "What? No, go ahead." And I said, "No." I said, he thinks I have a willy, you know. He thinks like I should have a willy. He needs to see that it's not like that boys and girls are different, you know. So he was like, "Oh, okay," you know. So I kind of left them to it then. And it was just a quick, like, "Oh, okay, that's fine then." And then everything was fine, pieces of storage, you know. So, but I mean, kids, so, like, if you think about it, the innocence of them, how's he to know that I don't have one, or that, that I don't have one, you know?
Yeah,
I suppose
exactly.
Young kids would be like, everybody's the same, and, yeah, so that was it, like, he's fine now.
And as he's gotten that bit older, you know, and he's going to get older again and become even more conscious of himself, is nakedness something that you're all quite comfortable with in the house, or, you know, body image, is that an issue at all yet?
No, it is. I have a 10-year-old daughter as well. She's developing now. She'd be a lot more conscious of herself around us. I've noticed now the last few months she's kind of covered herself up. She won't even, if she's getting undressed, she'll cover her chest for me. But I wouldn't be conscious of that at all. Like, I sleep in my underwear kind of. I'd walk around kind of topless if I was going from the shower to the bedroom or whatever. I wouldn't be conscious of that at all with them. You know, my little boy would come into the room and get into bed with me. It's not a big deal at all. I'm still not, don't make it a big deal with my daughter, but she has taken it upon herself that she wants to cover herself up. So I don't make an issue with that either. You know, I'll tell her, I'll look away or, here, put on your jumper while I'm doing your hair or whatever. You know, I don't make an issue. Whatever she's comfortable with, that's her choice, you know?
Yeah. Laura, thanks a million for coming. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no problem.
Lovely to speak to you today. Thanks a million.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. I think, and to be fair, the general consensus from parents today has been whatever your kids are comfortable with. And when we were kids, whatever we were comfortable with, our parents tend to follow the lead. There are loads of messages coming in. I'm going to do my best to get through them all, because Jarlath Regan will be with me very shortly in studio. But you can get involved in the conversation. I'm on 087 711 1038.